A 52-year-old woman is given a suspended sentence for growing and using marijuana for medicinal purposes.
I live in a small village of some 200 persons, and I was immediately labeled a criminal. People were forbidding their children to talk to me and so on.
We talked to the man who is responsible for subtitling films at the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and we have a roundup of this week's business news. Later on in the program, we go to Karlovy Vary to check out the International Film Festival. All that coming up, so don't go away. The Czech Republic is known for its liberal attitude towards marijuana, ranking top of the European ladder in the number of people who smoke pot. But a court in the town of Tábor, South Bohemia, recently bucked this trend when it handed a 52-year-old woman a 2-month suspended sentence for growing and using marijuana as medicine. Jan Richter has the story.
Libuše Brindová lives in a small village in South Bohemia. A translator from French and English, she moved there from Prague in the mid-1990s and she started growing cannabis to alleviate her health problems. In August last year, her home was raided by an anti-drug police squad, and last week she was sentenced to 2 months of prison, suspended for a year, for illegal drug production. Over the phone from her South Bohemian home, Ms. Brindová says she has done nothing wrong.
I was growing cannabis for my personal use as a medicine. I was inhaling it for my asthma and making ointments for my arthrosis, pains, and this is a very well indicated treatment. And also a part of the ointments I was making, I was distributing for free in my neighborhood. The whole village is coming to my place to get ointments when they have joint pains, or they get burned with the sunshine, or they have any other problems, psoriasis or eczema, and so on, you see.
Reviewing a similar case, the Czech Supreme Court ruled in February this year that production of cannabis for medical purposes was not illegal. But Ms. Brindová was sentenced because she admitted to having inhaled cannabis, albeit a medicine. Moreover, the police report said that the content of THC in her plants was far below levels that are found in marijuana used as a drug. Klára Veselá-Samková, Ms. Brindová's attorney, says the judge was in a difficult position too.
I understand the judge because he tries to substitute a very bad legislation by his decision. Because according the judiciaries of the Supreme Court, growing of cannabis is not a criminal offense. The preparing of the ointment is also not a criminal offense. So if he would say that also smoking or inhalation of cannabis is not a criminal offense, so practically it would eliminate the wording of the law.
Libuše Brindová explains that the sentence she received for growing and using cannabis as medicine paradoxically helped her in her own community.
First reaction was terrible. I couldn't talk to anybody else but to my chicken and cats. Because nobody talked to me after that police razzia that lasted half a day. And you see, I live in a small village of some 200 persons, and I was immediately labeled a criminal. So people were forbidding their children to talk to me and so on. But after I was indicted half a year later, and people read in the articles in the press that I was really indicted only because of that very low potent cannabis and making ointments, they realized that I wasn't a criminal, and they started to talk to me, and some of them came to apologize how they were ignoring me before.
Ivan Doda, the founder and supervisor of Prague's drop-in center, believes the Czech anti-drug and especially anti-marijuana laws need to be clarified so that in similar cases courts don't pass contradictory verdicts.
You know, that's a part of discussion. If the law which now exists about marijuana is the same law for all of judges, you know, because the law is possible to interpret very different ways. And are very different results of different judges, and that's a big problem. So from the superficial point of view, it's not too much, the result 2 months and some condition, you know, but there is some basic principle, because it was used only for medical reasons, and that's the beginning of the discussion. The law is not good if it is possible to interpret it like this.
Ms. Brindová appealed the verdict on the spot, and a court of the next level is expected to handle the case in the autumn. If the original verdict is upheld, Libuše Brindová is determined to take her case to the Supreme Court, hoping it could also bring about a change to the ambiguous Czech drug laws.
Jan Richter with that report. Now the International Film Festival